Halloween seems like it was just here, but now shopping malls are decked out in holiday decor. Andy Vasoyan reports from the Glendale Galleria.
That song and others like it are being pumped out of speakers across the country as the Christmas retail season rolls into malls and stores nationwide. Though shoppers haven't even had their Thanksgiving turkey, retailers are betting they've already got a taste for savings.
The magic is actually starting earlier this year. On Friday, the 22nd, we're going to be unveiling a preview. It'll go all weekend long, and then in-store and online, starting the 25th, we're going to be rolling out a whole week of magic.
That's RJ House, the manager of Disney Store Glendale. And RJ and the Disney Store aren't the only ones moving the holiday shopping schedule up earlier. Walmart, for example, has already put out their Black Friday ad on Twitter. But for them, Black Friday starts on Thursday at 6, which some people complain is so early they'll have to take their Thanksgiving dinners to go. Just ask shoppers in the mall like Josh Almanza. He's been getting quite a few pre-holiday ads.
Yeah, a lot of emails, especially like H&M and Forever 21, like announcing like, oh, you know, Black Friday and all that.
24-year-old Sachelle Driscoll works in fashion. She says that even though the industry always thinks ahead, with retail pushing things up, she's not exactly overjoyed.
Yeah, I get some nerves. I don't know, you don't get really, like, you don't get time to enjoy the present, I guess.
Not all shoppers are feeling as burned out. Retired computer programmer Michael Yendrashek is holding a Lego set, and he says he hopes he won't have to come back during the holidays, but that stores making a big deal of sales are part of the fun.
If the stores can make an event out of the shopping for the holidays and stuff, then that's good. You know, let's make it a big event and, you know, sort of get it out of our system and get on.
Part of the fun or not, it sounds like the holidays are already here. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.